Welcome to Smart Cities Happiness Masterclass. I'm Carolyn Bennett, Smart Cities Happiness Expert, and I would like to take this opportunity once again to welcome you to session number 5 of your 6-week journey to happiness. Today's lesson is where I'll be teaching you how positive affirmations train your brain for ultimate happiness. So, little recap, keep going with the belly breath. Remember that is so super important on your journey to happiness to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for the flood of feel-good hormones rushing through your system. And your mindset, ever so important on the journey too, to focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want. Of course, we also discuss gratitude, and gratitude is your power tool that will turbocharge your happiness, and there is always something to be grateful for. Then, of course, self-love, one of the most important parts of the journey. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first. So in this important session, we're going to teach you everything you need to know about affirmations to train your brain for ultimate happiness. Now, the key to success with affirmations is learning to use them daily to create new neurological paths in your brain to support your happiness journey. Old Newtonian science suggested that our brains were not changeable at all. So in other words, the brain we were born with was the brain we were stuck with for the rest of our lives. But quantum physics has now updated that information and said, actually, our brains have neuroplasticity, which means that we get to completely rewire our own brains. So what are affirmations and how can you make them work for you? So earlier on in this masterclass, we briefly touched on the concept of affirmations, and today we're going to take a slightly deeper dive. Have you ever heard the saying, thoughts become things? And what we think about is a critical part of creating a happier and more fulfilling life. Positive affirmations therefore help us to align our thoughts with our desired happiness outcome. And this goes hand in hand with session number 2, when we did some work on the mindset, focusing on what you do want rather than what you don't want. So essentially, positive affirmations are short, uplifting and motivational phrases that make you feel good and affirm what you want to experience out of life. Because feeling happy is important to you, then it is an act of kindness to yourself to create happiness in your life right now, despite what might be going on in the world around you. And of course, most of us are on the search for happiness, right? In everything that we do. Whether it's buying a new car, whether it's searching for a new job, whether it's going for a nice walk along the beach or in the forest, ultimately, everything we do, we are searching for a way to feel better. But what about if we could feel better without needing those things? Of course, those things are lovely, but how about we build the building blocks of happiness as strong, solid foundations inside of us, and everything else just complements the feelings we are already experiencing. That's why you're listening to this masterclass, right? Because you are on a journey to ultimate happiness and learning to create strong, solid foundations within yourself for long-term, sustainable happiness, no matter what is going on in the world around you. When we choose happy thought and we focus our attention on actions to help us live a joyful life, then we are setting ourselves up for success. And like I say, sustainable happiness and contentment in all areas of our life as well. So, gentle reminder that the power is inside of you to create your own happiness. You don't have to rely on anyone else or anything. Your happiness is completely within your control and within your grasp. And of course, when we feel good, life then mirrors back to us wonderful opportunities to feel and experience even more happiness. And the happier we feel, the more happiness opportunities we attract. So in other words, we become happiness magnets. Positive affirmations help you to magnify your thoughts. They help you to become the deliberate creator and manifest wonderful things in your life that you want to experience. They are incredibly powerful. Don't underestimate the power of affirmations. They're incredibly powerful. And we can now pop them in your happiness journey toolbox. So all these things I've shared so far, we're creating this wonderful little toolbox. And at any given moment, if you need a boost of happiness, you can just open your toolbox and hey presto, there you go. You can pop out a wonderful tool that can help to elevate your mood instantly. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you some examples of general happiness affirmations. Of course, feel free to change them. If there's any words that don't feel comfortable for you or other words that you prefer perhaps, then feel free to change them. Remember, these are just guidelines. If you're not driving operating machinery right now, you may wish to close your eyes. And as we're saying the affirmations, start to visualize your life as if these affirmations are already true. In our next session, we are going to be covering the power of visualization. So we're going to take a slightly deeper dive in our next session with regards to visualization, but I'm starting to plant the seed now that actually, if you can start creating the visuals that match these affirmations, you are going to begin to plant some wonderful seeds. So let's begin by taking in a slow deep breath in through your nose if you can. And as you exhale, allow the muscles in your neck and your shoulders to relax down. Remember, your neck muscles and your shoulders are associated with your sympathetic nervous system, so your stress response. And the more relaxed your shoulders are, the better. So you might want to move them around a little bit and relax them down. And take another slow, deep breath in. Slow, controlled exhale. And why not pop a big, cheesy grin on your face at the same time? You can say these either out loud or in your head. Out loud is a little more effective. And when you say these affirmations, say them with enthusiasm, with passion, and with excitement, and say them like you mean it. And repeat after me. I am powerful. And I have the power to create my ideal reality. I feel good. And therefore, I attract good into my life. Everything is always working out well for me. When I feel happy, I attract more situations into my life to magnify my happiness. I am willing to learn to be happy now. I accept wonderful, happy moments into my life. I am worthy of feeling happy. I deserve to feel happy. I create my own happiness. I am filled with joyful feelings. And joy is the essence of my being. It is easy for me to focus on the positives in my life. I allow myself to experience joy and happiness in everything I do. I am willing to learn to become a happier person. I give myself permission to be happy and enjoy myself and my life. I am meant to live a happy life. Happiness is my birthright. I am filled with inner joy and contentment. I experience joy and happiness in everything I do. Life loves me. Lovely. Notice how you feel. You may want to rewind this recording and listen to that a few more times. The more you listen to this, the more you will create stronger neurological pathways. And the more and more you listen to it every single day, those pathways become stronger and stronger, and eventually these will become your more dominant daily thoughts. So let's just have a look at some steps to creating powerful affirmations. So it's important to know what you truly want to experience in your life. And of course, we're here in this Happiness Masterclass because we want to experience more happiness. But you can use affirmations in every area of your life. So just be clear on what you want to achieve. Make sure that your affirmations are present tense. It's much more powerful when affirmations are phrased as if you already have the things you want. So instead of saying, "One day I will be happy," say to yourself, "I am happy." And remember, focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. So instead of saying, "I don't want to be unhappy anymore," say, "I am happy and I'm willing to learn to be even happier." Repeat your affirmations daily. Repeat them as many times a day as you can, when you're brushing your teeth, when you're driving your car, when you're in the shower, when you wake up first thing in the morning. Most people find they work much better if you do repeat them multiple times a day. You can say them in your head if you prefer, but nothing beats saying them out loud in a strong and confident, happy voice. And of course, it's important to keep it interesting. So feel free to mix it up and use affirmations for different things in your life. And really important, this one, tap into your feelings. So whilst affirmations can be very, very powerful from a neurological viewpoint, it's really important to feel what you're saying, because this really releases the happiness endorphins. So if you're just going through the motions of saying affirmations robotically, then they will hold less power. As you say your affirmation, channel feelings of passion and excitement. Now, these really are the secret ingredients, and turn those words into a very powerful and positive creative force. You might want to listen to uplifting music before you say your affirmations. I usually find that works really well for me. You might want to work on releasing some of your limiting beliefs. Some people find seeing a happiness coach, a life coach, learning some tapping, also known as emotional freedom technique, to release any emotional blocks. That can help you to connect to deeper levels of happiness inside of you. Because you deserve to be happy. And if you're on this masterclass, you're already telling me that you are ready and willing to do the work. So cultivate the attitude of gratitude. Of course, we discuss this in class number 3. So continue with your gratitude, because when you feel grateful, you send out incredibly powerful signals to the world, to life. And it responds by sending you more things to be grateful for. So as you say your affirmations, feel a sense of gratitude. Feel as if you've already achieved your desire. So it's important to have fun within this process and not to take any of these things too seriously, and just allow yourself to have fun along the way. I do have some people saying to me, you know, sometimes my affirmations don't work, Carolyn. So what happens if your affirmations don't work? Remember, how you feel has a major impact on the outcome of your happiness experiences and what you attract in your life. So even if you're repeating your affirmations on a daily basis, but you don't truly believe them, or you have other limiting beliefs, then you might be blocking your happiness reserves unintentionally, of course. What can we do in that kind of a situation? Well, then we use the word willing. Find the word willing to be a really great bridger between the non-belief to the belief. So it can help you along your journey of, you know, if you're looking at life right now and you're thinking, "I'm really not that happy," and you're affirming, "I am happy," but you don't believe it, it's going to interfere and interrupt the process of affirmation. So you can say, "I'm willing to believe that I can become a happier person. I'm willing to believe that I do deserve to be happy." So just pop the word willing in there and you'll notice it will completely change the outcome of your affirmation and how you feel about it. And like I said before, and I'm going to say it one more time, repeating your desires and your affirmations in a robotic way without any feeling of excitement or passion will also hinder the process. So it is important to, as much as you can, feel your affirmations in your heart in order for them to be powerful. And stand up straight and tall and strong and have your arms stretched out wide and say, "I am willing to learn to be a happier person. I deserve happiness. And I now attract more opportunities to create happiness in my life." That's it from me for today, and I super look forward to our last part in our Happiness Masterclass, where we'll be doing a little bit work on the power of visualization to turbocharge your happiness levels. Bye for now.